This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Ping.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman, where you'll learn to awaken your divine intuition and open your human heart. Sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and learn. Here's Sarah.
Welcome, everyone, to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman. So glad to be with you here in this middle to end of March 2019. Today is a beautiful, or today or tomorrow, we're just right there on this beautiful full moon in Libra, which is always, you know, this harmonious, peace-loving, balancing, beauty-loving aspect of ourselves. So we're in Pisces and for the sun sign, but our full moon goes into the opposite sign, which is in Libra. So there's always in astrology this kind of yin and yang to everything, the one side and then the opposite side, always bringing up different pieces and parts of us to look at. So it's more than what is your own sign or what are your own planets. It's really how everything relates to the planets as they move through kind of like the seasons of the year. And so again, right now we're kind of in Pisces Libra, and it's wonderful. So today would be a day you might expect to feel harmony or desire harmony, or you might feel beauty, or you might desire to feel beauty or to surround yourself with beautiful things. Libra is also very social. So those are just some things to pay attention to today. And our subject today is, can we really change, learn why we are growing all the time, even when we can't see it? Learn while we are growing all the time, even when we can't see it. You know, we sometimes think we can't change, or people don't really change, or nothing ever changes, but that's actually incorrect. We are always changing and growing. We are always changing. Even the people that seem the most stuck or the most underdeveloped to you, or really like they're not going anywhere, you know, that's just the outer shell that we notice. What is happening on the inside, we may not be privy to, and especially what is happening on the inside for ourselves is astounding how much we change over time. So we're going to talk about that in just one second. Reminding you, today is Free Readings Wednesday. Got some callers waiting, so that's wonderful. And you can also call in to 844-390-8255, 844-390-8255. And I also wanted to announce that today signups are open for this really cool thing we're going to do in April. It's called the Gratitude Project. And it's just $15. We're going to start it in April. It's a collective Beautiful Souls community project, the Gratitude Project. And I would love for you to be a part of it. It's a great way to kind of like get your head on straight and get your heart really centered, to learn how to open to the beauty in your own life. We've had so much drama and chaos and negativity and toxicity and rough stuff in the world. I wanted to create the Gratitude Project as this super easy way that we could all connect, super affordable, and you know, just begin to pay attention to the moments that the universe is continually providing us with that are absolutely astoundingly beautiful. So to go to sign up for the Gratitude Project, go ahead to sarahwiseman.com and you'll see it right there on the front page. There's a link. I just want to go back to this idea of, can we really change, before we dive into the calls. We'll be with the callers in just a moment. I just want to read a little something. We sometimes wonder if it's possible to really, truly change. We get to a point in our life where we look back at who we have been and see who we are now. And sometimes it seems like we haven't changed that much. You know, we still kind of have this idea that we are who we used to be, except we're not. We're not at all. Of course, the outer changes don't matter. You know, how we look, what we do, who we're with, who we're involved with. It's easy to change those outer things. But it's the inner self that we're asked to pay attention to. And this is where we find the only change that matters. Again, like we might notice over time, I'm certain we'll notice over time that our body has changed, or our work has changed, or we've moved our place of living. But what we really need to notice is how we have become more compassionate, for example, or how we've become more patient. Or we might notice over time that maybe our relationships have changed, and that's an outer change. What we really need to notice is how we are, say, releasing our need to control, or how we're less angry, or how we trust more. So whenever we try to change things like controlling or doing or starting or stopping, those are surface changes. It's the mind, ego, personality in charge. But when we let go of control, when we just sail along in this river of flow and let the universe guide us, this is where we really start to change from the inside. And this is where we really start to find the person we were meant to be. That was today's Daily Divine blog. If you are not signed up, you can get that sent over to your email automatically. It's free. Just go to sarahweisman.com and go to the marker that says free stuff on it. That is where you'll find a whole bunch of free stuff that you can use as free resources. Alrighty, let us head to the phones. And first up, we have Catherine calling from Canada. Catherine, welcome to the program.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Hi. Very good. Thank you for your call. What can I help you out with today?
Well, actually, I'm kind of processing a few things. I'm in a marriage that isn't working. I have a special needs child. And I'm thinking of how I can kind of put myself in a better financial situation so that when I'm ready to leave the marriage, I can, you know, support myself a bit better than I could at this moment. And so I guess I'm just kind of wondering, so the job that I do right now is cleaning and kind of taking care of senior people, which I love. And I'm trying to figure out how I might be able to kind of create some income by working from home. I have to be available. I can only work like the school day. I have to be available to my son when school is finished at 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. So Catherine. I think that we talked, it was quite some time ago, and it was, You were kind of in the same position of wondering. So it feels like it's time to either decide to stay, which I don't think is what you want to do, or go forward. And, you know, sometimes it's like you're in this stuck place where nothing really changes until you sort of, you know, that idea of taking the leap and the net will appear. Like, it's like you've got to not be in the place of indecisiveness. You've got to decide A or B, or maybe there's even a C. I don't even know, but it's like you've got to get yourself unstuck by making some movement towards one direction or another. It's like it doesn't get better by staying where you are. Like,
no,
nothing improves.
And so I'm torn with, you know, still trying to be compassionate towards my husband and the issues that he's having, but realizing that, you know, you can't change other people. You can only change yourself. And then also struggling with my fear of not being able to, you know, provide for my son. within the limitations of, you know, I can only see what's immediately in front of me, but the reality is working outside of the home, like 9 to 5 at this point in my life isn't doable. So do I try to think of how to work from home, which, you know, I do have some virtual assistant skills, so I could try and get something like that going, or do I stick with more the cleaning because I love it? Like, I just don't know what direction
So here's some of the words that, and I understand that you're kind of trying to solve your puzzle, but the way of using like kind of like pros and cons lists or thinking or trying to like figure it out, those are only going to lead you to the same place again. Like your brain is just whirling and whirling, like, what do I do? And you're really going to have to ask the universe, like you're going to have to use meditation to receive your answer. And I would suggest, like, instead of letting the brain determine, you're going to have to let your soul determine what this new direction is. And so anytime you go to the brain, you're going to get the same old answer, which is confusion. The brain can't figure this out. So needing to go into meditative practice. I offer a lot of courses, you know, that help you figure out like answers. But you can also just do it on your own and just ask the universe every day for 2 weeks, say, please show me. And then honestly, follow what you see. Like, don't let your brain override what the universe is showing you. That's the only place, you know, like I can't give you the answer because it's a very complex situation with multiple levels to it, and your brain can't give you the answer, but the universe can provide you the guidance, and then you can follow that. Even if you just see one little step, like I don't even know, one little thing might come and you just follow that, and then the next little thing will come, and you can, it feels like, whereas last time we talked you weren't at the place to shift, it feels like now you are. So well, Catherine, thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it. And just trust the universe to show you the way, really. This is the only way that the solution will be found, is by really leaning back and trusting that you will be guided, and doing practices to create that. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah. You know, a lot of folks get into, like, we have these really complex issues, and our brains can't solve it. Our mind will just make us more confused, because our mind thinks that solutions need to be linear or rational. And the universe works differently. The universe works in this expanded, cohesive, integrated place. And we can't always understand how all the parts fit together. But the universe has it well in charge. Alrighty, let us go to the phones, and we've got Karina calling from Texas, I believe. Karina, welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, what can I help you with?
I have a question on my kids. Are my kids safe when they are with their father? Like, are they really in danger? What is my mind playing tricks on me?
It feels like it's a little, well, let's see. What it feels like to me is that things are not how you would do things when they're with their father. Does that, like, they're not at the level that you would have them. But are they at a level that's total danger? That part seems like your mind is somewhat moving along with itself. Like the fear is cycling for you because it's not how you would provide it for them, but it's also your mind keeps going on with it. What do your kids say when they come back to you? What do they say? Do they say it's okay, or do they say there's a problem?
Well, they were supposed to spend spring break with him, and my kid called me the third night crying for me to go pick him up. And I was able to negotiate with his father to go pick him up because he had left them alone in a hotel, and they are 8 and 10. And So since he knew that what he was doing wasn't right, he didn't oppose much resistance, and I went and picked him up, and they came back to me, and now they don't want to go to summer break, which is the next time that they're supposed to go visit. They're begging me to do whatever I can to not send them there.
Yeah. So here's the difference between, like, neglect that could have resulted in danger, and then, like, true danger, like, no, I don't support the neglect. That's completely wrong. What I would suggest, I think that they should not, you should make sure that they don't go with him, but, your kids seem fine, in, like, nothing bad happens to them and so forth. But I think it is a good plan for you to create a way that they don't go with him until for the next vacation or whatever, until he gets some better training or can assure you that they'll be taken care of better, because what he did was completely incorrect. So I don't know if you have an attorney, but I would just put those things in motion, that until he can resolve his neglect, that they don't spend time with him. Yeah. But in terms of, like, is anything bad going to happen to them? Your kids are fine. Even I want to make sure that it's like they shouldn't spend time with a neglectful father, but they're also they have the way, they understand how to do the right thing. So protect them, and hopefully their dad can. He's not a terrible person. Hopefully he can figure out how to take care of them better, and then he can earn the right to see them again. Karina, thank you for calling. I appreciate your time, and I think you'll work it out. It sounds like this isn't a bad thing that happened, so that it prevents other situations like this in the future. Anyway, thank you for calling. Yeah, thank you.
Sarah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yep, we're going to take a super fast break, and then we're going to go back to the phones. We'll be back in just a moment with more Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman.
Are you a seeker on the path of soul growth? Did you know that Sarah Wiseman's new book, Messages from the Divine, Wisdom for the Seeker's Soul, comes with the free Seeker's Guide? This 11-week online course helps you dive deep into the teachings of Sarah's new book, and it's Sarah's gift to you. Get Messages from the Divine and your free Seeker's Guide now at sarahwiseman.com.
Ready to learn the secrets of spiritual intuition? Did you know that Sarah Wiseman offers over 20 courses in psychic development, soul growth, karma, healing, past lives, and more? And that they are all sliding scale, pay what you want? These premium online courses are self-study, so you can work on your own schedule. Sign up for Sarah's courses now at sarahwiseman.com. That's sarahwiseman.com.
Alrighty, we are back with more Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman, talking today about can we really change? And we have on the phone Barbara from Colorado. Barbara, welcome.
Hi.
Hi, thanks for calling. Yes, what can I help you out with today?
I am, for the moment, in between opportunities, as they say. And I'm a little worried about my finances, and also to know if there actually is an opportunity for me, and if I'm headed in the right direction career-wise, to get another job, and or, you know, this, I live in a very expensive valley, so not sure. I just want to make sure I'm in the right place, and that hopefully a job is on the horizon.
You know, I don't really see any issue whatsoever with you finding something new. However, what the guys are saying is, like, it's funny, it's interesting the words you use, like the opportunity, because what they're saying is the opportunity right at the moment to have a little break time is a wonderful opportunity that should be embraced and enjoyed fully right now, even if you don't know what is ahead. But like the downtime or the break time, it's there for a reason. And they're suggesting that instead of like, you know, worrying at all about will I create this other, you know, job thing or finances thing, just like, what am I gonna, I've got a little bit of time, like how should I be using that? And it feels like there's some inner work that maybe needs to get, or it's presenting that maybe needs to get done in the next couple weeks. And they're saying to use the time, like use the time wisely. It's easy to get another job, but it may not be easy to get this particular break time where you can kind of work through some additional processing for yourself. Do you have an idea of what the inner work is? Do you know what the subject area is?
Actually, I mean, I kind of feel overwhelmed with a little bit of everything. I'm going to guess that there are two really big ones, and that's shame and unlovability, you know,
mm-hmm.
and the judge that comes in of stopping to the crybaby. Oh, poor you, you don't feel loved at all. You know, so mm-hmm. I there's that. In and that doesn't help anything. That's probably my big one. I've been doing a lot of inner work in the last couple of weeks. But that's what it feels like.
And it's not like you're trying to work on, say, self-love so that you'll get another job. They're completely different. It's because it's time for you to look at that question of self-love and just really knock it out of the park for good. You know, it's like it's time for the shame to go. It's time for the lack of self-worth to go, because gosh, especially not only for women, but so many women are raised with these ideas that we are not enough, or, you know, we're just not sufficient. And that's part of our passage into like wisdom or to integrate our true selves, is to just finally look at that stuff and go, you know what? That's not true. I may have been raised with it and given that message over and over and over, and it's still not true. And I don't have to live my life by those, you know, internal messagings anymore. I can just decide that it does not apply to me. And so that's the piece that you're kind of coming to, is like, That's not even true. You know, I don't know if you've done, I have a course called, I think it's called You Are Enough, or Understand That You Are Enough. And it kind of takes you through that process. You might look on the website and see if that might be of use to you. Cause it's pretty quick, and it might just help you address some of these like old misbeliefs. So enjoy the time. Yeah. Old misbeliefs, and enjoy the time now. And then you'll, there's no problem for you to get, you'll have several choices, and it's easy. So don't even stress about that.
Great. Okay. And does teaching seem like it's good or not?
Teaching for you, that anything you do that where you're working with people, that's perfect for you. So that's you're a people yes, relator. Right. Yeah. So whatever is people and positive, that's where you can really be doing great work. Thank you, Barbara. And everything's going to be okay. So don't stress, and use the time to just kind of sift through this stuff once and for all. Yeah.
Maybe. Thank you so much.
Ah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you. Barbara's not alone. I think everybody listening has been through or is working on this idea of self-love. And man, once you crack that code, you know, we're so kind to other people, right? Why wouldn't we be kind to ourselves the same level? We are so compassionate to others. You know, we feel empathy for them, and we understand their struggles. And then you know, how about ourselves? Why not show that same compassion and empathy? You know, we're all confused and struggling and doing the best we can. Literally, we're just doing the best we can, even when we're not doing our so-called best. That's the best we can do at the moment. So have compassion for others and for yourself. Okay, let's go to the phones. We've got, I think it's Tia from New York. Tia, welcome.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
Okay. So my concern is, again, it's funny, the theme today seems to be about finances. So I'm currently not working. The reason that I lost my last job was something that was a bit traumatic for me. And now I've been kind of just busying myself with a whole bunch of different things to kind of see what it is that I want to do. I feel, you know, called or teaching. I'm enrolled in a yoga teacher training now. And I just really want to know if this is kind of the right path for me, or if there's more, or, you know, am I kind of wasting my time with the other things that I'm delving into?
When was the last time before this that you had like a break from working? Do you recall when, how long that was, or how old you were then?
My work history is kind of weird. It's been, you know, it's been ongoing, like really hard work and then breaks between, then hard work, then breaks between. So I've done all types of work, from construction to security guard to a case manager for Child Protective Services. So I've had a wide variety of things that I do, but I just really can't find the thing that seems right.
Well, there's something about, I'm not sure, this is it feels a little subtle as it's coming in, but going back in memory to the last time that you had a work break, and just kind of like, maybe, I don't know, sometimes I go back into my calendars and kind of try and figure out what my life was like at that time. Like, it's always surprising, like, oh, I was doing that. I don't know, just, or going back into memory. And there's some kind of parallel or thread or realization, something is there for you as a piece of this puzzle. So I would just kind of muse on that and see what comes up for you. The thing about you is that yoga's fine, but the main thing for you is that you're so kind of like mentally strong. You're a very strong person. And so you need something where you can be kind of like in charge. And okay. So look for opportunities where you're the leader. You have a lot of strength, and you have a lot of leadership ability, which you may or may not have used fully. But that's where you need to be the one running things. So hopefully that'll help you. And maybe looking back into that passage of time, like looking at what you were doing and who you were with and what you were thinking about, and there's something there for you. So anyway, well, and so I don't know if you heard the other caller, Barbara, like the idea for her was just to, you know, use the time wisely. And for you, there's not such a time gap. Like once you go into this memory, then some other things start to come, like the universe starts to show you some synchronicities. It feels a little faster for you. Like you don't get that much time off. You kind of head back into something pretty quick. So, remember that you're really strong. That's the key. Like, you do something where, and it doesn't mean physically strong. It means mentally strong. You're mentally strong. So, you can use that. Anyway, thank you and good luck to you. I appreciate your call.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. Alrighty, let us go to, I think we have Renee calling from, I believe, Michigan. Renee, welcome.
Thank you.
Yes,
it's
hi.
Nice to be here.
Nice. What is on your mind today?
Family relations and trouble in my marriage.
Hmm. Do you find that these are related to they're related, and they seem to be related to an idea of like a lot of what I'm getting is like a lot of drama and interference. What comes up when I say those words as applies to both your family and your marriage?
Yes, we have a blended family, and we're getting a lot of interference from the children.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's your response when people get dramatic? How are you responding? How are you getting triggered by that?
You know, I keep asking that the drama and trauma stop.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've looked at that, and I'm trying to understand what is it in me? What is the inner child in me saying? And I mm-hmm. think it just goes back to, you know, my parents, you know, difficult relationship.
Mm-hmm. Well, kind of what I'm seeing is that it's really we get really invested in like that we're in this tribe with our family, like that's where we have to be. But it's also okay to take breaks from the people in our lives when it's getting really dysfunctional. And it's almost like your identity can shift. Instead of like, I'm a member of this tribe and it's all messed up, you can start to focus on your own self as separate from them and to do some exploring there. Just like let them have a breather. Don't get into it with them. Maybe there are certain family members that you just don't talk to for a while. You just kind of give it some space. And this is also true in your marriage. Like, it's almost like the most important person that you're meant to pay attention to right now is you. And the family is not the number one thing to be concerned with at this point for you. It's yourself.
Okay.
So look at that and just see if I've had times in my own life where my family's just been like, ah, and I'll just kind of take a break. And I start to connect with the universe instead of with all of them. And it's interesting how a lot of things just solve themselves just by detaching from all that drama. Just like you just detach from it and be like, you know what, you guys, I can't talk to you. You guys work it out. I'm not involved in that. I don't participate in that. My life is peaceful and enjoyable. And then the universe kind of creates it so that things work out in a different way without us having to control it. Just see how that idea is that you are allowed to take a break and see how that helps you out some. I also,
okay.
Renee, I have a new course called Healing Your Dysfunctional Family that could also give you some of that perspective. That's on the website. It's just $15. So that's a super awesome course for family dysfunction, so which most of us have at some level or another. So you might check that out as something to work through. Yeah. You know, it's like families are our biggest teachers and the teaching is not always pleasant. So we just got to roll with
for
it.
Sure.
And we got to take care of ourselves and not participate in all that stress. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's allowed. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Renee.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
Your call. Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks.
We're going to take a super fast break. We'll get back to the rest of the phones in just a moment. You're listening to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman.
Take it.
intuitive, sensitive, or seeker who wants to learn more? Do you long to master the secrets of spiritual intuition for personal or professional growth? Would you like to work directly with Sarah? Sign up now for Intuition University, Sarah's year-long program in spiritual intuition, where you'll study with a supportive group of kindred souls, just like you. Classes start every semester. Learn how you can become a student of Intuition University at sarahwiseman.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman. Wanted to remind you that we have sign-ups are on for the Gratitude Project, which starts in early April, just $15. Beautiful Souls Community, wonderful, beautiful, supportive project to be involved in, and very simple, too. It's mostly just listening, so it's easy. You don't have to work too hard, and it's going to really support you and lift you up. So hoping everybody will get signed up for that today. The Gratitude Project, go to sarahwiseman.com, and it's on the front page. And let us go to our phones, where we have Lindsay from Texas. Lindsay, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Sure. What's on your mind? I'm good.
Well, with a lot of changes happening in my life, there's family stress. Also, ended a 13-year relationship about a year and a half ago, and am dating a man who I actually dated while I was in my last relationship while we were broken up. So we've known each other for 6 or 7 years. Just turned 38 this year, November, and I've always wanted children. I feel in love with this person, but, you know, we challenge each other at the same time, and also I'm taking classes to start a new career in real estate. So just kind of wanting some guidance or confirmation or any kind of guidance from the guides, I guess.
Yeah. So you're kind of recreating your life, and it's actually at 38, you're a little ahead of most people do this in their early 40s, this particular stage that your new passage that you've embarked upon. So you're a little ahead, which is great. Gives you a little more time to kind of explore things. The thing that I would look at the most is, so everything is moving forward great. The thing that is the most concern is if you want to have children with this person, and to look deeply, deeply within yourself and see if he would be a good father. And that's like the question to be asked, like above all other questions going on for you right now. And if the answer is yes, then, you know, do what you choose to do. And if the answer is no, then it would be time to discontinue the relationship and make space for the person that would be the good father to come in right away. So this is pretty tricky because it's sort of like you're being asked to make a very big decision about if you think this person is father material or not. And if not, it's almost like you have to make your decision quickly if you want to create this family. Yeah.
But so, I feel like he would be, but at the same time, there's like a lot of fear behind making such a big, you know, decision. And I don't have, you know, a ton of time at my age. So that's kind of been heavy.
Why don't you sit down and talk with him? Really, I'm a big fan of transparent, open, difficult discussions, you know, like just why not enlist help from this person and see if, you know, your answer is going to be pretty clear. He's either going to be on the same page or he's not. But knowing that, go ahead.
He's on the same page. He just wants more time, I guess, is the thing. Mm-hmm. I'm a little worried that I don't have a lot of time. And maybe I'm wrong. Yeah. I'm not sure.
It feels like it's pretty, it feels like it's needing to be looked at. It's the decision that's facing you now, like immediately. So, I think to have that transparent discussion of there is no more time, yes or no. And then trusting that that information is super valuable, because if he's like, I do need more time, and you're like, well, then perhaps he's not the person. So it feels like this comes up for you in the next week or so, like you have your answer. Don't be afraid to almost like finalize something or make a big decision. You're going to make the right decision. So don't be afraid. You've been kind of moving towards this decision for a long time, and just trust that it's going to work out, and that you have the ability to know like what your best path is. So good. Well, good luck to you. And again, the children piece is the most important question. The rest of things are just flowing along just fine. You kind of don't even need to pay attention to those at this point. And so just address the big thing.
Seems like a good path, you think?
Yeah. Okay, it's you're very suited to the real estate. That's a really easy job for you. So it's sort of like it's super easy and you just do well. So it's fine. Yeah. Very good. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks for coming. Yep. Right. Yeah. Right. Yep. Thank you. And I think we have Elizabeth from LA next up. Elizabeth, are you there?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Oh,
hi.
Thank you. Hi. What can I help you out with today?
Oh, hi, Sarah. Thank you so much for taking my call. We spoke in September of 2016, and everything you said was totally right on, even though at the time I was thinking, oh no, I'm moving. I'm ready to go. And you were telling me, no, you're not moving right now. I don't see it happening. And here we are 2.5 years later and I haven't moved. I was going to move up to Seattle. I'm a vocalist. But I make a living as a medical person. I'm a physical therapist. And I've been practicing a long time. I don't make a living as a singer. But I do sing. And so at this point, you know what, I was just listening to my guides. I was just, you know, trying to be in flow and wonder. And I have my own spiritual practice. I've been, taking lots of spiritual intuition courses since 2010, I guess. And so I've just been listening to my guides, and I started taking some specific courses to become get more into a niche as far as my medical work. And it's not it. It's totally not it for me. I'm trying. I'm in the class, and I'm thinking, oh no, this is just not it. So I just wanted to see if you see anything. I have a couple of ideas about where I might be going, but I wondered if you saw what I might be thinking about.
Well, a couple things are coming up. One, the first thing that came up is the idea of not putting pressure on making a living from vocal. Like, it's okay to have things that we're deeply involved in that we don't make a living from. That's fine. And then the other piece is, so physical therapy, I believe, you know, you can't just throw in a bunch of spirituality and then the insurance still pays, right? I think that it's got some regulations on that, but, that doesn't mean that you can't, create like a healing modality practice that sort of bridges the two worlds, that is something where you can use both parts of those in a new way. And that's kind of what I'm seeing. And the other thing was...
Oh, wow. How interesting. Yeah, that's one of the things I've been thinking about.
Yeah. The other thing is I'm seeing tons and tons of microphones, like just old-fashioned microphones, new microphones. And I'm almost feeling like there's some exploration of audio with the voice, like just voice work, not like doing a podcast or, but just doing voice work or something sort of, voice is more than singing for you. It's, there's something there, which might sound strange, but just keep your eyes open for opportunities, because that's super enjoyable for you, and you might really, really like it. So just play along with those ideas. It's strange. It's like you could do voice work for fun, and you would love it, and you'd be really good at it. So anyway, just keep that open. Mostly it feels like you're so on the right track that you can't get very confused at this point. Kind of whatever you're guided to do for you right now in your personal development and your life, it's like whatever you're guided to do, you can follow the guidance easily, and you can do it worry or fear in your life. You just go like, oh, here's where it's going, I'll follow that.
Oh,
and
wow.
That's kind of like what your reality is like now. So it's great. You've done a lot of personal work, and you don't have to second guess things like the medical thing saying, oh, that's not for me. That's correct. And just like, let that go immediately. Like the minute you find something isn't for you, you just let it go so that it clears the way for the thing that is being created. Don't waste a lot of time with things that, you know, you get that hit. Like that's, nope, not it. Clear it out quickly.
Right.
Don't hang, uh-huh. hang around with it. Yeah. So
great.
Anyway,
I was just going to ask if what you see about Seattle, and if I should just be, you know, it seems like my life is here, but, you know, should I just give up on this whole Seattle idea?
It doesn't really seem active. It feels like, picture I'm getting is like a dormant volcano that's never gonna activate. So, and I know there are a lot of those in
yes,
Seattle actually. Yeah, but it just seems like, yeah, that's like you can see the volcano, but it's just sleeping. I wouldn't put any energy. I would kind of let that piece go. And trust that perhaps you're where you're supposed to be right now. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Sarah.
You are welcome. Thanks for calling into the show. I appreciate it. Thank you. All right. So I want to get you guys back to this idea of, can we really change? A lot of the callers today, everybody's facing problems, or issues or questions. But what it really comes down to is getting our inner selves healed and whole, and getting our inner selves strong, getting our inner selves filled with love for ourselves. And so then when these challenges come, we face them, when these questions come, we face them with a whole different perspective. And I want to read a tiny little bit from the book, my book, Messages from the Divine, which a bunch of you guys have. What is true, what is real, is that you are free. You are divine soul. You are more than your human container. And when you begin to live in this way, when you begin to live from your soul, rather than from your human aspect, you begin to experience more and more of this freedom. There is no turning back once you taste this. And you are not meant to turn back. This is why you are born into this life, to see how far you can get on your path to enlightenment, true consciousness. This is the goal of soul growth. To become free from all misbeliefs, pain, and fear. To move beyond suffering. To transmute all experiences into love. And at the beginning, it is complicated. You hang onto the cliff with your fingernails, terrified to drop into the net of the universe, while at the same time longing to let go of all these misbeliefs that you have been raised with, that you have chosen to believe. You might hang on to the cliff for years, decades even, and yet there is another way to see clearly that what society tells you is not so, and to begin walking on your own path toward what is true. You know, we're all walking towards wholeness, towards letting go of all that past suffering, towards complete integration into our true selves. And this is the path we're on. And the idea, can we really change? We are changing all the time. It is impossible for us to not grow, even if it seems like it's going very slowly. It's not. We are continually in a state of change. I want to invite you guys to celebrate that Libra full moon tonight. Go out and meditate or howl and gaze at it. And I also want to invite you to sign up for the Gratitude Project. Go to the website, sarahwiseman.com. It's right there on the front page. It's our April course of the month. And I'm super excited to be doing this as a Beautiful Souls Community Project. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And look forward to being with you next time on Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman.
Want more of Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman? Tune in weekly for more divine teachings on living a soul-led life. Want Sarah's books, courses, and free gifts? Visit sarahwiseman.com.